before today.
Well, okay, sometimes when we start teal, it like looks weird, and so it looked weird, so I was a little thrown off.
For some reason, it starts at 23 hours. And but like then it will jump down to the regular, like.
So then I was like, wait, can anyone actually hear us? But yeah, we're back today. We went to get Don Juan for dinner.
Use up Hannah's pard dollars.
Yeah, thanks for coming with me.
Of course, anytime.
Yeah, I did use my pard dollars.
Don Juan's is weird.
It is weird.
It's like at the bottom of the, if you could even call it Mexican food. Is that like the bottom of the Mexican food totem pole? Like if you got Chipotle, it's like pretty good. Moe's, Don Juan's, bottom. But it's also like kind of iconic.
Yes, I got her Spotify got name right. Let's go. Yeah, I don't, I just think that if Don Juan's wasn't so close, I wouldn't feel the need to go. Like, I only go because of the, like, easy location.
I had never heard of Don Juan's until I got here, and Tino worked at Don Juan's.
Oh my god, I miss when it was on the hill. Like, not that it's good, but it's, like, an option of food.
I never actually had it when it was on the hill.
Seriously?
Seriously.
I only had it, like, once, I think, or twice.
I've only ever been to it when it's been, down in the spot.
Huh. It was kind of nice because it was like, I don't know, it was like right there.
Today was crazy. The last, I've been two times in like the past year.
Okay.
And the last two times I went, we waited, no joke, like 40 minutes for our food. That's why today I was like, we should get down there early because it takes them so long to bring your food out. And we were literally the only ones there today and our food came out in like 2 minutes. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Oh, I see, the timer just started over.
So, like, I don't know if our show isn't going to record.
Did anyone hear us for the last minute?
Well, like, they would hear us, but it wouldn't record. It might not record until now. Oh,
I've not listened back at our recordings for a very long time.
I haven't done that either. Nah, it's okay. You guys, if the recording is starting now, you have missed really nothing.
Don Juan's.
Don Juan's. We're talking about Don Juan. Oh, okay. I always said Don Juan's, but it's a singular Juan.
Don Juan?
It's, like, Don Juan.
It's not possessive. Don Juan doesn't own Don Juan?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
What?
And then, like, sometimes I say Don Juan, because that's correct, but then I'm also like, it's Don Juan's.
It's Don Juan's. Like, Don Juan owns Don Juan's.
Yeah, no, wait. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What?
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. I just realized that I haven't eaten the squash yet, and I wanted to eat it before the show so I could give my feedback.
Well, we have time for one more show next week.
Facts. Finals week show. Let's go.
Yeah, guys, last Monday of the semester.
That's great. I don't know. I had this, like, mindfulness thing with Professor Hannon today for the site club, which is really cool. But she said, she was like, yeah, it just doesn't feel like the last day, last week. And, like, it just doesn't. Maybe because the weather is kind of warm.
No, I'm ready to be done. This week is going to be kind of awful.
Yeah.
And I've just accepted it.
But, like, do you think it feels like the last week of classes?
I think it does.
Oh, really?
I cannot do another week. Like, I have to be done.
Seriously?
Seriously. I can't. I gotta take a minute.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, that's where we are in the semester, so.
Yeah. We can play some tunes.
Should we play some tunes?
Yeah, let's do it.
Guys, this first one, Aunt Donna found a real banger for the November playlist.
Would you look at that?
Yeah, get excited. This one is good.
This is actually, I usually just kind of pull out songs off the cuff. We used to prepare, then I guess, like, just things are busy.
Yeah, also I think the fact that our show's on a Monday, like, Sundays are so
weird.
Like, yeah.
Yes. So, now we just come with songs, and it's a surprise to everyone. But I actually made a playlist beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Look at you go.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, here we go.
I was born walking through, I see streams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains, and I walked off you. And I walked off an old me. Oh me, oh my, I thought it was a dream, so it seemed. And I breathe deep, I'm inhaling. You and I are the stair in between. Leave me be, I'm exhaling. You and I are the stair in between. So I could rock back and forth without thinking of you. And I learned to talk and say whatever I wanted to. And I walked off you. And I walked off an old me. Oh me, oh my, I thought it was a dream, so it seemed. And I'll breathe deep, I'm inhaling. You and I are sharing between. Leave me be, I'm exhaling. You and I are sharing.
Find a scary film to watch. I know that you've had enough, but I can't help to see you scared. I love to hold you. Yeah, I don't care, I don't care, as long as I can hold you. Let's go to the tennis court and take some pictures once more. Love to sneak a peek of you while you're posing. You get embarrassed, laugh a bit, and then you end up frozen. Yeah, I don't care, I don't care, as long as I can hold you. I can hold you.
see is good. I love to hold you. Yeah, I don't care, I don't care. As long as I can hold you. Let's go to the tennis court and take some pictures once more. I love to sneak a peek of you while you're posing. You get embarrassed, laugh a bit, and then you end up frozen. As long as I can hold.
Everybody, we are back. That was Alaska by The Fretless and Taylor Ashton, and Scorton's Creek reimagined by Phyllis, by Isaac Dunbar and Phyllis.
So we had a little hiccup in our
okay.
It's cute. Well, so
yeah. Okay. Well, basically, I was about to pick my song, and then I went to go pick it. And shout out to our VP Ian Duffy, turned off explicit songs, which is probably something that is a good idea, but Spotify labels songs as explicit even when they're not, and doesn't label explicit, like, it just doesn't mean anything.
It's kind of weird on Spotify.
I don't understand.
Like, there'll be songs that, like, I'll be like, oh, cool, there's no explicit marking on this, and then I play it, and it's like, drops the F-bomb, like, right there, and I'm like, wow.
Where yeah.
I was like, okay. And then sometimes, like, this song says explicit, but there's no curse words in it. So it's like,
yeah,
maybe, I don't know, weird. But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so both of those were my choice. The first one, Alaska, was Aunt Donna's recommendation in her November playlist that she sent to me. And I was just thinking last week, like, I haven't found a good, like, string-heavy song in a while.
Yeah, that one was nice.
And it was really cool. I really, really liked it. So thank you, Aunt Donna. Shout out.
Shout out. That was really good. I liked the strings.
Yeah. And then the second one, what was it called again? Scorton's Creek?
Yes.
I don't like the original song, Scorton's Creek.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't dislike it. Like, it's fine. But then this reimagined version, I was like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I found it, but it's here.
Huh.
And I like it. So, yeah, that's where we are. But, so, big news of the week, Spotify
Wrapped. Yes,
has been released,
yes.
So I figured we'd give you all a little overview. This is kind of embarrassing. My top artist was Young Gravy.
Wait, I don't know who that is.
He's, like, the
do
rapper.
We play him?
No, we do not play him on the radio. Talk about explicit content.
What, so why, I see, I'm looking at Young Gravy right now.
Do you know the song Whip a Tesla?
I will play it promptly when we're off talking.
When we're not on air, because explicit. But anyway, he's my top artist, which is really embarrassing. Sometimes in lab, we play Young Gravy Radio. Just, I don't know why, we just do. But my Spotify account is the one signed in at lab. So there's Young Gravy. But then we have the usual suspects, Saint Motel, Hippocampus, Manta Ray, Brian, and Dua Lipa. So the rest of them I'm okay with.
Dua Lipa.
But Young Gravy, that was embarrassing. My top genre, lo-fi beats.
Lo-fi beats!
Did you know I do a lot of studying?
Yes. The lo-fi beats messed it up!
The lo-fi beats messed it up. And then my top song was the TikTok hit Heat Waves.
Okay, Heat Waves is kind of a good song, though.
It is a good song, and I liked it before it was cool on TikTok. I'm just putting it out there.
I didn't even know it was on TikTok.
Glass Animals is a cool band. I like this song early in the year.
Yeah, yeah, no. You're chilling with that.
Thank you, thank you. And then,
wait, guys! February 4th, Young Gravy concert. Just saying.
I don't think... You know, actually, I would love to see what kind of people come to a Young Gravy concert.
I encourage everyone to go look up Young Gravy, because
No, mom, colors. Mom, don't look up Young Gravy.
Oh, no, no. I'm just saying, like, he's very colorful.
Yeah, he's... You know what? We'll listen to some of his songs when we're off air. And I had 39,000 minutes listened.
39,000... Like, I gave me a minute, and, like, I don't even know if that's a lot of minutes.
I don't know either. I don't know. Anyway, what's yours looking like?
Mine is... I don't... Wait. Where... Oh, okay. How do I... Okay, I took the... How many minutes? Oh, are we looking at that, like, screen at the end?
Yeah, the very end one.
Yes. Okay. Top artist, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wow.
Which, like, I haven't really listened to them in a while. It actually said I was in the top 3% of their listeners.
Wow.
And at first I was like, yo, let's go. And then I kind of now just think that, like, Red Hot Chili Pepper fans aren't on Spotify because they're, like, old men. I don't know if that's sexist, but...
No, I don't think so.
Or, like,
I
mean, older people.
Not the top Spotify users.
Yes.
Yeah, agreed. Like, that's really, like, full circle from freshman year.
Hmm.
You know, like, we played a Red Hot Chili Pepper song, like, every... That's show so freshman funny. Year and they're still your top artist. That's pretty cool.
I don't know, I guess it's kind of like comfort, like they always have songs that are good.
Yeah, that's Saint Motel for me.
Yeah, so Red Hot Chili Peppers my number one artist, then I'm not embarrassed about my artists, and then not to flex, and then Remy Wolf is number two.
Not surprised,
freaking love Remy Wolf. I mean, I only discovered Remy Wolf this semester, so it's kind of cool that she's up there. Three is Still Woozy.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Four is Generationals.
Okay.
And then five is the Black Keys.
None of that surprises me.
But I don't listen to the Black Keys that much. I mean...
But they must, like... So I say, like, oh, like, I don't listen to, like, Saint Motel or Hippocampus that much. But they're so ingrained in my playlist now.
Mm.
That, like, all the playlists I listen to, like, have these artists, like, scattered throughout them. So I just listen to them enough. But, like, I don't realize I listen to them.
Yeah. I feel like the Black Keys, like... Like, these are the artists that I will be like, I need this song now. And I'll go to, like, the Black Keys. Like, today I was like, I need the Black Keys. Like, I don't feel that way about a lot of bands.
Hmm.
My number one, my songs. My number one song was Lake Superior, which is, I think we've played it. It's by Dan Auerbach.
I don't know if we have.
It's a very good song. Seriously?
We'll have to look. I know we played Dan Auerbach, but I don't know if I recognize the title Lake Superior.
We must have. If we haven't.
I'll go back and look it up.
Okay. Yeah. I also have Vivir Mi Vida, which is, like, Mark Anthony. And, it was in my Zumba class. My friend Alyssa, shout out to her. We went to, like, a Latin Zumba at home, like, in high school over the summer. And that was, like, one song that they would play, and it was the best song. And then I started playing it over the summer to, like, be happy.
Hmm.
But I think it's funny that's my top song. Number four. My top genre is indie rock.
That's
and I have listened to 16,080 minutes.
Okay.
Which, like, isn't... I guess that's not that many. I guess I don't listen to that much music. It's just, like, if I'm walking to class.
Yeah. I think the only reason mine is this high is because... It gets played in lab every single day. Like, that's it. It just plays nonstop in lab.
Yeah.
But, like, did you see, like, Fritz's Spotify Wrapped? Man, listen to, like,
no.
Over 100,000 minutes. How do you do that? You must have it on nonstop. Like, you must sleep with it on.
Fascinating.
We calculated it, and it was, like, a third of a year that Spotify is playing. Like, you must sleep with Spotify on.
Huh.
Like, I don't know how else you do.
Wait. I think Fritz plays a lot of, like, video games. Wait, no. Don't you have headphones in? Don't you listen to the video game when you're playing video games?
I think so, yeah.
You don't listen to music when you're playing video games.
I don't think you would.
Okay. Some people do homework with music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always... I don't... I sometimes if I'm in the library, I'll do classical or jazz.
That's why lo-fi beats is my top genre.
But maybe he does it all the time. I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know how you can do that.
Wait, what?
I know. It's like, you must have it on all the time.
What?
Anyway, Yeah.
That's why I don't understand how I'm in the top 3% of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, like you said, most of the Red Hot Chili Pepper biggest fans probably aren't on Spotify.
Facts. Okay, facts.
Like, that makes sense.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Huh. Should we play a round of your tunes?
Yeah, let's play the song that is not explicit.
It's not explicit, guys.
I hope it's not explicit. Okay, here we go.
Steady climb, city crime infested. 10 years, so divine, my blessings I injected hope into my lungs and spoke up things I once thought were silly dreams. I walk you through the scene. Jump on a jet and it's chartered to star. Bad in the cycle, I don't even like it. She dead it, I cannot be bothered to call. Hope you see the light, darling, oh yes. Running like four legs, then people fold. They don't want no run-ins like bow legs, no. Jumped out the circus like Soleil, curving. My people got me, poppy, solid, sterling. Still resolved, look at you, you like a cube of sugar. In a pool of water, bet you will dissolve. Had so much to prove. Run away with all, so you got no way at all, no way out. Either way, it's all gon' play out. It's all gon' play out. Never seen this type of glow. Look at the seed I plan to grow. I think they need to add a feed, but it won't be the status quo. Plot twist, a plot twist. Let's talk about some progress and objectives. If you talking about less, then I'm came a long way, I'm a project. Baby, this a rolling, not a Timex. She climbed me like an Ibex and tied me. I came a long way. 2010, they try to end me. Glad to see them bullets off.
You still here? You missed your bitch.
2020 Grammy nominated. Bet we going off. Admittedly, I know that don't make me, but it make the rest of you fonder. Keep them all arms length like the boy by C.E. Honda. Or Dawson, I'm flossing, I'm dripping, two commas. Trying to find a real, nothing in my viewfinder. Hey, you find them. Still resolved, look at you, you like a cube of sugar. In a pool of water, bet you will dissolve. Had so much to prove. But nowhere with us, so you got nowhere at all, no way out. Either way, it's all gon' play out. It's all gon' play out.
Oh,
Alright guys, we are back. That was Romeo featuring Jungle and Bass.
Two of Hannah's choices.
Yeah. Jungle. I listened to a bunch of Jungle like a couple weeks ago, and yeah, that was them. I liked that song. I thought it was pretty cool. And then we have Static Space Lover by Foster the People. I mean, we know Foster the People. They sang, what's that song?
Oh, that was Foster the People?
Yeah, that was, I know, it was kind of cool. Like, they had that one song that ever, Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah.
That's, like, their song. But, like, they have other good songs.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
Neat.
Yeah.
So, we decided for our next batch, we're going to play each of our top songs.
From our,
Spotify Wrapped.
Yes. And we have, I think we might not have played Elizabeth's.
I'm checking right now. We have not played mine before, but we have played Hannah's.
We have played mine. You probably know Elizabeth's, but it's still really good.
You know what? I guarantee you most of our listeners have not heard this song. Oh, as in our parents.
My mom knows this song because I played on the radio at home.
Okay.
And for some reason, my mom and my sister don't like it. And I came over for the summer and I was like singing along because like, I feel like I heard this a lot over the summer.
Yeah.
Or it's a good song. And they were like, no, this song's on again. Gross.
Oh, well,
and I was like,
I'm
what?
Sorry, Mrs. George and Emily.
Yeah.
Or, no, that's Eric. Whoa.
I know.
Wait, is your sister's name Emily?
Yeah.
Well, I just had a moment. Erica's sister's also named Emily.
Really?
Okay, yeah. Wow. I got really confused for a second.
No,
okay.
You were good.
I was like, wait.
Okay. I like saw you like panic and I was like, no, nothing happened.
Cool. Okay.
No, you're chilling. Yeah.
Cool. Well, do you think we should... We've played Hannah's song before, but it was last year, so...
So I don't think anyone's going to remember it.
No. She said the name, and I didn't remember it, so... But I'll probably recognize it when I hear it.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel it.
I probably will.
This is one song where, like... I don't know if people get this way, but sometimes I hear music, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's so good.
There's a reason this is my top song. Like, I've played it over and over and over again.
Yeah. Like, this song, you just, like, I'm like, oh, my God.
I like driving to this song.
It's a good driving
song.
I feel like it's, where did we hear, is this, like, a part, do they play this song? Is this a party song?
No.
Not that we do that.
Not at all. But I heard this, someone on the crew team had this on a playlist, and I was like, wow, this is so good. Like, what song is this? And then I added it to my playlist.
It's like a hangout song.
And then it became TikTok famous. And, I mean, Glass Animals now is, like, they're a really popular, band now. Because of this song. But, and they have a lot of good music, but this was, like, their launch song. But, yeah, should we go for it?
Should we?
Let's do it.
Okay. Here you go, everybody.
You can't breathe, you say something. You happy or not? Sometimes all I think about is you.
Hi guys, we're back. So yeah, those were our top songs
for the whole year.
It's kind of wild, actually. Yeah.
So the first one was Heat Waves. Yep.
Heat Waves.
My top song.
I like that song.
It's a good song.
I think it's a good song.
I'm a fan.
I like Glass Animals.
I honestly don't know how much of their other music I've listened to.
We've played some of their songs, I think.
Actually?
I think we played Tangerine. And Tokyo Drifting are two songs that I like. I don't know if I've suggested them.
Hold on a minute.
But yeah, I like those songs. Yeah. Oh, Lake Superior was my pick. That was the second song by the Arcs. Apparently we played it last year. And
junior fall.
Which is, wow, that's so crazy, like, how much different things are.
We have played season 2, episode 3, by the Glass Animals.
Oh, I remember. That was my pick.
And we've played Gooey.
Oh, I like that song.
Okay, so we are original fans. That's from, like, 2014 and 2016.
Ha. Yeah.
So take that, even though I am so basic, because Heat Waves has almost 1 million streams on Spotify.
Huh. Is that a lot?
Yeah. Or maybe it's not streams, maybe it's download. You know, whatever number it comes up, like, under the song.
Yeah.
Like, when it's that close to 1 million, like, that's a big number for Spotify.
I guess, no, I'm, like, overthinking it. But, like, how many people are there in America?
200-something million?
Isn't there, like, 9, 6 billion, 8, 7 billion people in the world or something like that? So there's 20 million. I don't want to be saying random numbers.
The population of the United States. Wow, I was off. 330 million.
So this means that if a 300th.
One out of every 300 people in the United States have listened to or downloaded or streamed Heat Waves on Spotify.
Is that what that means? Or does it mean if I played it 1 million times?
No,
it means how many people.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Okay, because that's more impressive.
I'm looking this up now.
Because, like, okay. Like, it's been played on that many people's phone.
Okay, the number under song shows how often it was streamed since its release.
I don't know if that. So that's like. Huh.
So it was. Wait, that doesn't seem like a lot now.
Yeah, now it doesn't seem like a lot. That means I could. Because, like, you've probably listened to this song.
I listened to it 73 times. Well, now 74.
70? Well, I guess 73. WJRH listened to it.
Now WJRH has listened to it once.
Wait, 73 times?
Yeah. Is that a lot?
Wow.
I don't know.
But, like, I guess there's some people who are, like, crazy Glass Animal fans who probably listened to it hundreds of times.
Okay, hold on. Now, so Shape of You by Ed Sheeran is the most streamed song in Spotify history. So now I'm going to look up the number on that. Whoops, not gonna play it. We're just gonna
I'm
look at it.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
I just wanna look at it.
Push and pull like a magnet. Wow, really? That's the most number one streamed song? That's why I'm in the top 3% of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay, yeah, and that has almost 3 billion streams.
What?
Okay, maybe I'm not as basic as I thought.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, I mean, the Glass Animals is still, like, an alternative band.
I guess so. Okay, yeah, that just blew my mind. It's 2,986,800,000 streams for Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. I can't believe that's the most popular song on Spotify.
What is that? What?
Oh, wow. The next one, number 2, is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Ah, I like that song.
Good song. Well, let's see how many that has.
That was, like, the most popular song at one point.
That has 2,668,000,000.
Okay, so this means that's how many people have played the song.
That's how many streams the song has.
So, if I play that song twice, it'll go up by 2?
Yes.
Wow.
And then, oh, this is interesting. The third one is Dance Monkey.
Dance Monkey, Dance Monkey. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That surprises me. That's, I didn't think that was that popular.
Well, also, like, I feel like those songs have been around for a while.
Dance Monkey.
I feel like that hasn't been.
Nah, I don't want to play it.
That's fascinating.
Oh my god.
I think they play that song on the alternative station at home too. So they, I feel kind of gypped by the alternative station.
That is 2,423,000.
Wait, I don't. What?
That's surprising.
I don't even know who sings that song.
Tones and I.
I said, oh, when did that come out? I feel like that's a recent. It's
that recently. Came out in 2021.
Wait, that's very impressive for that song.
Really?
No freaking way.
Yeah, 2021. Wait, I'm surprised.
Wait. What?
Anyway, we're going to run out of time to play our last batch. So we can wrap this up in our last batch. If you go back to my playlist, I want to play the last one.
Okay. Wow.
Skip the third one.
I'm like a little, well, that's a little crazy.
Mind blown. Ed Sheeran. Wow, who'd have thunk it?
Good for him. Wow, okay. Tunes.
Enjoy.
TV, not into acting, no. He never smiles, he keeps it candid. Yeah, he breaks the rules, but I wish that I could have him. Lipstick and blue.
could get back. You could get back.
Okay, that was Vintage by Blue the Tiger and Class Historian by Bronco. I forgot to log the first song, so that's what it was. But yeah.
Yeah, groovy song.
It was groovy.
Bass.
It was. I really like that intro.
Yeah, from the good old Discover Weekly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ah, nice. I don't know where I heard my song. I've been listening to a lot of, like Remy Wolf Radio or, like, Frank Ocean Radio. So maybe that's where it came up. But we've played there's this one Bronco song called, like, Get in the Car or something. Now that I said it out loud, it sounds kind of creepy, but I like that song.
I know we've played them before. Let me see if I can find
it. Yeah, we've definitely played them before.
It's Bronco spelled weirdly.
Bronco spelled all in caps. Bronco! But yeah,
Get in my car.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But yeah, it's Monday.
Last Monday this semester.
Oh my god. Well, I guess next Monday.
Yeah, we'll have a show next Monday.
Yeah.
Finals week. It's the reading day. But
it's just a day.
I have to present to the chemistry department that Monday.
Oh my god.
At 11.
That's exciting.
It is.
For research?
Yeah. And then all the professors grade me then and there.
Like, if you should continue doing research or, like, if it's good?
If it's good. Like, they can't stop me from continuing doing research, but they'll, like, tell me if it's, like, if my presentation was good, if my project was interesting, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, I have a 25-minute window. I give a 10-minute presentation. I take questions, and then they evaluate me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, what's, like, the end goal? Like, in the spring, are you going to have, like, a final, like, thing? Or is this the final thing?
No, so, like, I'm taking, like, technically this is, like, Chem 392 or whatever, just, like, independent research.
Yeah.
And so the requirement for the class is that I give this presentation at the end of the semester.
Okay.
And then I'm just doing this class again.
Okay.
Like, I'm taking Chem 392 again. Oh, I wonder if I can do that. I think I can. Mm-hmm. I'm taking Chem 392 again next semester.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's weird. Do I have Chem 392 on my transcript twice then?
I guess so.
If it's just independent research. But yeah, I'm going to do the same thing next semester, so then I'll give another presentation at the end of next semester, just on what I did that semester.
So this is kind of like your final?
Yeah. But like, I don't have any like homework for this class. Like, I just have to put in 10 hours a week.
Huh.
And I get an A.
So is this like a low stakes thing?
Low stakes.
Oh, okay, cool.
But, like, high stakes, but also low stakes.
Like,
because, like, I'm
naturally.
Really confident in my,
oh, look at
like,
you. Yeah,
research.
As
like,
you
I,
should.
I know what I'm talking about.
Let's go.
And I know how to present it. And I'm, like, I know everyone in the department, so.
Aww. But, like, naturally a little nerving.
Yeah, but, like, it has to be good. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to make a good impression. And for Dr. Mench, too, you know, it's her lab, it's her research, so I want to make a good impression for her. Yeah.
That's so nice.
I try. What can you say? When you're the first student in the lab, you gotta do her proud.
Aww. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks guys for hanging out with us today. Yeah, in case you forgot, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I am Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And you'll hear us next week.
Woohoo!
Let's go! Okay. Bye, everybody.
Have a good week.